Hello, Radio St. Pete. In our newest edition of Live Life Better, we look into how the sense of smell is closely linked to memory and brain health. I'm your host of Live Life Better, Nanette Weiser. And you know, I love the scent of pumpkin pie or apple cider. And did you know that a strong ability to detect scents is linked to slower brain volume loss in areas critical for memory, decision making, and speech? Odor cues may help people with depression recall detailed memories, potentially improving mental health symptoms. And I can vouch for that when I worked in healthcare, Largo Medical Center on the orthopedic floor. We had the smell of cinnamon buns in the oven in the morning, which inspired people to get out of bed and walk over to have some. So there is a lot to say about how odor cues can help reduce pain and also improve physical activity. Smell training can improve memory and may stimulate areas in the brain linked to cognition. If someone can't smell pumpkin pie, my favorite, or apple cider, or peppermint mocha, it may signal cognitive impairment or depression. Researchers have found that this is associated with a slower loss of brain volume in the frontal and temporal regions, which are responsible for speech, memory, and decision making. There is a professor at University of California, Irvine, who studied this, Michael Leone, PhD, and he said that the olfactory system has the only direct superhighway access to the memory centers and the emotional center of the brain. Other senses take the brain side streets to stimulate emotional and memory centers. And so, you know, the olfactory system has a bigger impact on keeping those parts of the brain healthy. People with a loss of smell, they can try smell training to improve their sense of smell and boost cognitive function. Smell therapy, also known as olfactory enrichment, can stimulate the brain, particularly memory and emotional centers. And for those of you who have ever made your mother's favorite recipe at Thanksgiving, a sweet potato pie or sweet potatoes with mushrooms broiled in the oven, just the scent of that family dish brings back good memories. So this study was actually funded by Procter & Gamble, and researchers tested overnight smell training in older adults, and they were using different diffusers with different pleasant scents, lemon, rose, and lavender, for 2 hours nightly over 6 months. The test group had significant improvement in memory compared to the control group. So I think that is really very interesting. And you know, they do say that losing your sense of smell may be a warning of Alzheimer's. So smell therapy to help treat depression is also something that is being explored. And mental health care providers use word cues to help people with major depressive disorder to help them find effective treatment opportunities. But odors and the olfactory, that can help too. Sometimes that bypasses the brain's prefrontal regions and sends information directly to the areas of the brain, that's the amygdala and the hippocampus, that are involved in memory and emotion. So that can also be something which helps. And you know, a lot of people complained about losing their sense of smell from COVID-19, and that caused depression as well. So how can you test your sense of smell at home? The University of Pennsylvania Smell Identification Test is a commercial scratch and sniff test you can use to reliably measure smell loss, but you can also make a DIY version using items in your kitchen. So that's a good thing to do. And, you know, you can see if you can do that and then tell your doctor, talk to your physician if you have issues in this area. So again, training your smell may improve memory and cognitive function, research shows. For Live Life Better, I'm Nanette Weiser, and that's your health news of the week on Radio St. Pete.